Hi, I'm Daniel Lim, and I'm speaking as a disciple of Jesus Christ in my personal capacity, not representing any organization or ministry or any of the leadership position that I am holding in the body of Christ. And the reason why I wanted to do that is I want the liberty to share from my heart in a very unhinged and vulnerable way. This is a very unique season that we're living in. Over 100 million Americans have been asked to stay home. And the COVID-19 pandemic has over 300,000 confirmed cases by today. Northern Italy is facing tremendous tragic number of deaths every day. My heart grieves and go out to those who have family members who are suffering right now. And my heart also goes out to applaud and the courageous service of many men and women who are in the front line of emergency healthcare services, essential services, that is supporting so many people to ensure that the life of many in various society and nation continue on. Obviously, you know that, you know, as a spiritual family in Kansas City, we are joining with our friend Lou Engle on a 40-day fast. And we have passed the halfway point of that 40-day fast. And during that time, we have the privilege to search the scripture like the Berean. So I'm speaking from my heart as one that searched the scripture like the Berean. At the same time, I'm speaking from my heart also as a watchman who stand on a rampart wall, who stand on a watchman wall to watch, to observe, and then to pray, to intercede for what is flowing from the heart of God and the Word of God. So let me go a little unhinged with you today. I really believe that there is a narrative, a divine prophetic narrative in this situation we're in. Even though this situation, this pandemic seems to have caught many people by surprise, and there's a lot of blame game going around of who did not do well and who did not inform the other authority early enough and where does the virus come from, I believe that we can rise above all these human dynamics and try to understand this from a divine perspective. And obviously, like everyone else, according to the principle in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where the scriptures say, we know in part, and then we prophesy in part. In other words, we know and we share the portion of understanding that the Lord placed upon our heart. This is the only measure of grace I can speak from. I don't believe that this represents the totality of the perspective of what God is doing, because God is very precise. At the same time, when He speaks and works, He oftentimes works and speaks in parable and poetry, and we only actually manage to understand a tiny fraction of the totality of what He does. There's just way too many dimensions we're not able to fully grasp with the fullness of all the dimension He is working. So let me share. I believe that Luke chapter 4 verse 18 is very key for us who are believers in Jesus Christ, and it's an essential paradigm and framework, scriptural framework, for us to interpret this unusual 90 days, yea, even a longer season that basically changed the lifestyle of many around the world suddenly. Luke chapter 4 verse 18 began with Luke chapter 4, obviously, where Jesus had just been baptized in the river of Jordan by John the Baptist, and then He was driven by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness, and He fasted for 40 days. And during the 40 days, He was tested in the three aspects that Adam was tested: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And He overcame all three dimensions when He faced Satan face to face. And right after that, he returned to his hometown Nazareth, and he during the Sabbath he walked into the synagogue, and he was handed the scroll of prophet Isaiah, where he turned to Isaiah 61, as we label the scripture today as Isaiah 61, and he began to read from the scroll of Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the living God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." I believe the first point we need to take note is this is an opportunity for the gospel. Through many tragedy, through many questions that people have in their hearts at this hour, this is a time for the anointing of Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the living God is upon me." Now, I have a few other inkling that lead me to think that Luke chapter 4 and Isaiah 61 has been emphasized. Let me share with you some observation. In 2018, our dear friend Lou Engle, he was led through us after a season of fasting and prayer to be in the Santa Maria, California healing room. It's a healing room with a prayer room where they contend for healing prayer. And Lou was there along with many leaders in the body of Christ. And during the time in the month of April, I believe around April 18, he announced that he laid down the call ministry, and the call ministry was ceased from operation. The call has been one of the most influential stadium gathering event for fasting and prayer in America in the last two decades. And the Holy Spirit told him to lay down Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Lay down on April 18. And obviously, he also understood the significance of Luke chapter 4, verse 18, because a few years before Lou does that, he has been charging the body of Christ to pray Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, 38, "Where, Lord of the harvest, will you send forth laborers?" Laborers with the same anointing of Isaiah 61, the anointing for the gospel. Lou believed, I'm just paraphrasing him, that by laying down the call, the Lord will release, you know, a new movement of stadium gathering that will release not only intercessor and work of justice, but also great harvest. And it happened in 2019 in Orlando when 60,000 people gathered for the send. And then three more stadiums in Brazil just in February 2020. And there's one coming up in Kansas City, scheduled to be in October 2020. So it's very obvious that April 2018 was very key. On April 29, a friend of mine, along with a few other people with Lou, where he was sharing privately that he said, "I must call the body of Christ to a Jesus fast for 40 days in the spring of 2020. And here we are now, spring of 2020. So the root was related to April 18 and Luke 18. And many of you have heard Mike Bickle share about the testimony of Paul Kane and his mother, Anna Kane. And Anna's life was full of miracle, where she was miraculously healed of multiple sickness and disease when she was carrying Paul Kane in her womb many decades ago. And on her last day of her life on the earth, before she breathed her last breath, she whispered Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to her son Paul Kane, who was an prophetic evangelist that has impacted, you know, many people in the last 90 years of his life in the 20th and 21st century. And Paul was actually in the healing room in Santa Maria in April 2018 when Lou was there. So all these things were woven together. So what is the significance now? If the Lord is emphasizing Luke chapter 4, verse 18 in this season, and if the Lord is highlighting Isaiah 61, then what he's doing is he is about to reveal himself, which he has before during the first coming, when he said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In the synagogue of Nazareth, he did that. But the Holy Spirit is again bringing this message and this reality to the forefront during the 2020 spring, when Jesus is coming forth in strength as the Jubilee Messiah. What does that even mean? Look at what is happening around us. That is being temporarily suspended, whether student loan interest or whether rent or utilities. This is a strange thing. It's seldom happened. I don't know how many times it happened before, but you literally have a period of reprieve when your bills and your debt and your interest has been suspended. At the same time, we see that because of the change in the capital market and the whole flow of finance, global finance, and the stock market and all the various financial instruments, you can see that the position of in terms of the people with wealth and the people who are not so wealthy potentially may have a major shift. In other words, the asset that's way too expensive, you know, whether it's property or, you know, financial asset that is so out of reach for many who do not have the means, suddenly are on discount. And obviously the wealthy have lost significant amount of money at this time, temporary way. So we see that just like in the time of Jubilee, there is the asset movement, where in the time of Jubilee, we see that the possession returned to the rightful owner. And then also during this time, the shelter in and stay at home policy is not an isolationist policy, but rather stay with your family, stay at home. You do social distancing unless you are infected and symptomatic, you stay with your family. And during the time of Jubilee, we see that the scripture says in Leviticus 25:10, he said, return to your family. Possession, return to the rightful owner, and during the Jubilee, return to your family. This is the time I believe the Lord gave us to build strong family altar, pray together, multi-generational, grandparents, parents, children, time of restoration of family relationship, not just material possession. And I also believe it's a time for many to receive a freedom and a liberty in the spirit from stronghold, because during the time of Jubilee, we have those literally in ancient slavery system where they have a complete restart and a reset. So that lead me to the last point, which is that I believe that there's a big reset button. In IHOP KC, we know as a spiritual family, we experienced that when the Chinese brought it to us, a couple of years ago, in September of 2018, we experienced how we create margin of relationship and we slow down everything. The Lord, in fact, whispered to us to lay down our large gathering in 2018, not knowing that actually gathering would not be permissible in 2020. But not all gathering. Family gathering are encouraged, as in a small nucleus family, if you're not infected and you're not symptomatic. You know, it's time to build family relationship. It's also time to look at this reset, this prophetic reset. I believe out of this time of 30, 60 or maybe more days of so-called shelter in, stay at home policy or lockdown, it's a time for you to refocus in word and prayer, restore to your first love, and allow the Lord to relaunch you and receive the grace of God from Luke chapter 4, verse 18, which is the prophecy of the Messiah in Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. Truly, there is an element of judgment involved, even in Isaiah 61. Yes, it's a good news, because the scriptures say when the judgment of the Lord is on the earth, the people learn righteousness. And Isaiah 61 is about glad tidings. It's about the anointing for good news. But it also say it turned beauty for ashes, the oil of gladness for mourning. It talks about rebuilding of ancient ruin. It's actually a time where Isaiah 61, where the proclamation of the acceptable year of the Lord happened during the first coming of Jesus, but also continually happened post second coming, even after the destruction and the end time judgment. So even as some of you may be considering, there are elements of good news and element of judgment, we don't need to pitch this against one another.
In fact, this good news of Isaiah 61 that Jesus proclaimed in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, is very much set in context with Hebrew 12 and Haggai 2, where the Lord proclaimed, "I will shake all nations in order to fill His temple with glory." And this context of the great shaking and the judgment of the Lord, along with the open door of the gospel and the anointing of Isaiah 61, is crucial for us to understand the goodness and the severity of the Lord at this hour. Fellow intercessor, fellow believer and disciple of Jesus Christ, I want to invite you into this season of Jubilee Sabbath, where you experience the profound work of the Holy Spirit undergirded by the truth of the Scripture. The biblical rest is not so much inactivity, but rather like a rocket that is launched into orbit, like a space shuttle trying to dock with the space station. When they are moving in relative same speed, an astronaut can jump from one vehicle, from the space shuttle, into the space station as if both are stationary, because they are in exactly the relative velocity, even though both vehicles are moving in tens of thousands of kilometers or miles per hour. This is the same when you're sitting on the chair. You feel rested while the earth is spinning at high speed and rotating around the sun in great speed. And our solar system is rotating and spinning around the galaxy in speed that's unimaginable. But as a person who's sitting on the chair, because the relative velocity of our body and the chair is similar, we feel rested. So as we walk boldly by faith, hope, and love in this Jubilee Sabbath, in the spirit of Isaiah 61, as proclaimed by Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, let us expect great things from God, a new measure of liberty in the spirit. I believe we should watch April 18, 2020 as a key marker date. It's after the celebration of the resurrected Sunday, Easter. It's around the season of Passover. Let's believe God that breakthrough will come true in that season, not only for America, but for the whole world.